but one of the most special moments of the wedding can be the couple's first dance as husband and wife. So they choose a song that means something to it. You're rolling your eyes, but it seems not
once
all...
again, it's all me, 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 isn't it?
It seems not all wedding soundtracks have a happy ending. Now, last year there was 49,000 divorces in Australia. So
yeah, well, how'd your special day go, guys?
There is been a survey done to see if your wedding song, what you have, you know, correlates to you getting divorced or staying together. So let's have a look. The most popular songs of people that got married and had their first dance to that stayed together are Disney soundtracks. So you go, Can You Feel the Love Tonight from The Lion King.
Okay.
A Whole New World from Aladdin.
Yep.
You'll Be in My Heart from Tarzan by Phil Collins. And You've Got a Friend in Me from Toy Story. They're saying if that's your first dance for your
more
wedding, you're more likely to stay together. Let's have a look at the three songs that if you've had this song as your first wedding dance, you're not guaranteed but more likely to get divorced. Michael Bublé, anything by him, they're saying.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So if Sue Ellen's listening, a good friend of the show because she loves Michael Bublé, cross that one off.
Stay away from
that.
The boob.
Also, another one, Jason Mraz, I'm Yours.
I definitely wouldn't go with this.
No, but the number one song that people had that they got divorced to, their first dance was Little Things by One Direction.
I won't let these little things slip out of my mouth.
That's probably because the people getting married are about 12. Like, who's you know, like, what grown-up person is picking One D?
It is a pretty song, but there is...
Oh, I think it's an okay song.
Yeah.
It's One Direction. It's a boys group. It's like getting NSYNC to do your...
Bye, bye, bye. There is a song that hasn't made this list, but I can guarantee if you've had it for your first wedding, it'll end in divorce. It's actually my song that my ex-husband and I danced to, and, yeah, we ended up in divorce. Joshua Catterson... Beautiful in My Eyes. What a beautiful song. Sort of ruined this song for me now because, man, we got divorced.
I don't think it's the song's fault, mate.
Need some heavy duty air power for home.